Hello, this is David G, and welcome. We have cruised right past the halfway mark, and today is day 22. Day 22 of your 40 days of transformation. I hope you're transforming out there. I hope you're surrendering every day to this beautiful flow of 40 days. And we're being joined by tens of thousands of our fellow spiritual warriors diving deep into the teachings, the stillness, and the silence that connects us all. It's my honor, my privilege to be hanging out here with you and cruising through this magnificent 22 days of meditating together so far. We've got another 18 days to go, so just surrender. Don't look into the future. Be here now. Let's connect to this sacred, precious, present moment. Today, I thought we could chat about the golden rule. As I navigate my way through life, I find greater value in this basic, simple premise, the golden rule. You know, essentially do unto others as you would have others do unto you. You can study this perspective in a sociological way, a philosophical way, a psychological way, a religious, or essentially just at the basic level of life. When you practice this rule, you are practicing namaste, honoring the divine light in others that's also in yourself, viewing the world and viewing others as yourself. It's all about empathy and emotional intelligence. We see this essentially flow through more than 6,000 years of various religions, from ancient Chinese religions to Middle Eastern religions to African religions, Sufism, Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, Catholicism, Islam, Judaism. There's evidence that the rule truly was in effect more than 6,000 years ago. Lao Tzu is known to have said, "Regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain and your neighbor's loss as your own loss." In the New Testament, Jesus of Nazareth in Matthew 7:12 says, "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." In the Old Testament, Leviticus, it says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love thy neighbor as yourself." The ancient Greeks called it the Golden Rule, and that was about 600 BC, 600 years before Jesus. Avoid doing what you would blame others for doing. Pretty sweet. And it was Rabbi Hillel who died 10 years after Christ was born, 2,015 years ago, who said, "Do not do to another that which you wouldn't want done to you." In ancient Egypt, 2,000 years before Hillel, so that's like 4,000 years ago, there was a story called The Tale of the Eloquent Peasant, which stated, "Now this is the command, do to the doer to cause that he do thus to you." We can see it in the famous quotes of Confucius, who said, "What you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others." And in the ancient Indian book, the Mahabharata, "One should never do that to another which one regards as injurious to one's own self." In the Quran, Surah 24, the light verse 22, "And you should forgive and overlook. Do you not like God to forgive you?" In Sikhism, Guru Granth Sahib states, "Who should I despise since the one Lord made us all?" And in the Tao teaching, "The sage has no interest of his own, but takes the interest of the people as his own. He is kind to the kind. He is also kind to the unkind, for virtue is kind. He is faithful to the faithful. He is also faithful to the unfaithful. For virtue is faithful." Bottom line, love your neighbor as yourself. This is as fundamental, perhaps, a law of nature, like any other law of nature, like gravity, like electricity. I know that when I treat people kindly, kindness fills my world. When I treat people harshly, I'm harsh to myself. And that becomes my environment. And maybe that's the same with you. And so if we can be a little more proactive, then perhaps we can create greater peace on the planet. Because we all like to be treated with kindness, respect, love, and appreciation. In the wake of the violence we are seeing on the planet right now, the pain being rippled throughout the world, the terrorist attack in Paris, shootings in San Bernardino, there's extreme violence being perpetrated in the most peaceful of places. But here's what we can do. We can be the change. We can stop that cycle. We can live the golden rule. Treat others as we'd like to be treated. Don't do to others what we don't want done to us. Speak as we like to be spoken to. And when we transgress, of course we will. We're human. When we find ourselves being rude or harsh or reactive or selfish or aggressive or passively aggressive or abrasive, we can soften it. We can soothe it. We can reverse that energy by being vulnerable and present, by recognizing the error of our ways, and simply apologize for what you and the other person know just happened. Turn the tide, and you will massively shift the energy of your life. I like to be respected and loved and appreciated, and have someone really understand my feelings. I have to imagine that everyone feels like that. It's the power of your ripple. And think how everyone else receives your ripple. All the people you'll touch the moment you leave this experience. All the customer service people we deal with throughout our day. The members of our families, our coworkers, friends, acquaintances, people on the street we don't even know. The golden rule is our rule. We can either acknowledge it or not. But it's flowing through every fiber of our being, whether we're aware of it or not. My suggestion would be, let's become a little more aware of it. What we flow our awareness to, or we drift our awareness to, grows and blossoms and blooms. And what we drift our awareness away from withers and diminishes and dies. I, for one, vote for putting more attention on the golden rule. So let's get comfortable. Hopefully you're ready for a nice, sweet meditation, connecting to the stillness and silence that rests within, and really embracing and waking the collective of all of us who are tapping into this at the same time. So let's settle in. Let's close our eyes and take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that again, and let's sigh as we exhale. Long, slow, deep breath in. Let's practice some 16 seconds to clarity, some 16 seconds to bliss, and slow ourselves down. Calm our mind, relax our body. It's pretty simple. We'll breathe into the count of four. We'll hold that to the count of four. We'll let it go to the count of four. And then we'll hold that out to the count of four. I'll be your guide here, so you just have to breathe and hold. So let's begin. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And hold it. And watch it. And witness it. And release it now and observe it as it flows out of you. And hold that out. And witness that. And now release it into the ether. And now breathe normally. And gently follow your breath in as it moves into you and then back out. Feel yourself slowing. Allow yourself to soften, to melt, and feel yourself settle down as you just drift, floating on your breath, in and out. The mantra that we'll use today is Tat Tvam Asi. Tat Tvam Asi. Tat Tvam Asi. It means you are that in Sanskrit. You are that. Whatever you judge, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you love, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you blame, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you cherish, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you sneer at, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you mock, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you point at, Tat Tvam Asi. Whatever you celebrate, Tat Tvam Asi. Say it out loud with me one time. Tat Tvam Asi. And now whisper it. Tat Tvam Asi. And now begin repeating it silently to yourself. I'll watch the time. And I'll ring the chime at the 5, 10, and 15 minute mark. I'll ring it 3 times at the 15 minute mark. Feel free to join us for the whole meditation, all 15 minutes, or 5 or 10. And if you end early, at least jump to our metta moment. However long you join is perfect. So let's begin. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. And let's seal this Tattvam Asi meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe, Om, together just one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all those Tattvam Asiers around you and realize that you are that. You are what you love. You are what you don't love. You are what you see. You are what you don't see. Tattvam Asi. You are what you judge. And that's probably why you're judging it. So let's just flow love. Rabbi Hillel was asked once to explain all the teachings of the Talmud, all the teachings of life, in just one sentence. And he replied, "That which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow." Anyway, here we are. We have a choice in every moment. It's pretty simple. Do you want to treat someone like you want to be treated? And would you like to be treated in a way that you would treat someone else? Simply have the awareness. So if you have that level of sensitivity, then you have the opportunity to go out and change that, to correct the trajectory, to apologize, to put some sweetness where you left some toxic residue, some ama. So here we come. It's time for our metta moment. Our metta moment. Metta is loving kindness. And here's an opportunity for us to take that from theory into practice. From the ether into the local domain. From the unmanifest into the manifest. And to transform the world as we transform ourselves. Our metta moment today is to say the golden rule in three different instances throughout your day. Simply share the golden rule or your interpretation of it with three people today. Again, what we bring our attention to grows and blossoms and blooms. And if you can bring three other people's attention just to the concept of do unto others as you would have others do unto you, it's brilliant. If there's 100,000 of us right now who are diving into the 40 days of transformation, and we tell three people, that's 300,000 people rippling the golden rule. And if they tell three people, we've got almost 1 million people rippling the golden rule. Is that an amazing ripple? We have such power in our collective. As Hafiz said, a hunting party often has a greater chance of fleshing love and God out into the open than a warrior all alone. I am loving you. I am loving being here. I am loving these 40 days of transformation. And I have deep gratitude to you for joining us here every day. So let's keep it going. Let's keep these 40 days of transformation rippling through our lives and sharing it with those who could benefit from a little more sweetness, compassion, healing, light, and love. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G.
And Peaches, the Buddha Princess,
who's joining in for all these meditations. We're wishing you a golden day filled with doing unto others as you would have others do unto you. Namaste, and I'll see you in the gap.